Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast. What's up, L'Oreal?
Hey, Eva, how you doing today?
You know, I feel like Beyonce, shining. How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. You know, making it day by day. Every day ain't the best day, but we're going to make it the best day that we can make it.
That's all we got. Well, I do know that this has been quite an eventful week, I must say. It's like 2 weeks all in 1 week. The Emmys went down. Black women won very big this year. Congratulations. Woo. It was so beautiful. Also, Ray J, he is just going to stay in the news these days, I see. And he decided, you know what? Tired of being quiet. Tired of being shy. Tired of being classy. He's going to call out the Kardashians again. Woo. But this time, he came with the receipts, girl. Oh, my God. And Nicki, my girl, Nicki Minaj, Onika, the one and only, she ruffles a lot of feathers, and the barbs go in on Meg the Stallion.
Oh my goodness.
Can we have one weef without beef? Like, I mean, we could just do impossible meat at this point. We don't need
impossible beef.
I love impossible beef. You know what the most impossible beef is? Nicki Minaj versus Garcelle Bouvier. I'm going to tell you right now, Garcelle don't want none of that.
No, not at all. She better fall back.
Onika, she does not want that kind of smoke at all. Speaking of smoke, what else is going on?
Well, it looks like Lil' Kim and 50 Cent's beef is not dying down anytime soon. So we're going to talk about that. Listen, they've been beefing for 17 years now. That's too damn long. Oh, man, I'm going to get all into that a little later on. Also, crime is getting out of control. Rapper PNB Rock was recently killed in L.A. Ugh. Such a tragic story. So heartbreaking. We're going to get into that. And also, it's going down with the final question to undress. Now, you're not going to believe this week because things get a little out of hand. But this time, this happened. This is her moment. This is her chance to shine. Yes, this may have been a life dream of hers. She accomplished a goal. So why are you going to attach yourself to that? Make sure you listen.
That's a hard one. That's a hard one.
It's a little difficult. That's a little difficult. Mm-hmm. But it's all going down. And make sure you keep it locked to hear how we undress all of this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by none other than Macy's.
Macy's.
Speaking of Macy's, makes me think of fashion, obviously, because we get a lot of fashion from there. And this week, you shut Fashion Week all the way down, okay? So you hosted a fashion show. You look beautiful. Tell us
a little bit about it. Oh, my goodness. I had such an honor. It was such an honor to host the Bomb Fashion Show presented by Shea Moistures. My girl, Claire Summers, the fashion maven, the style icon herself, created a space for multicultural designers to show during New York Fashion Week. And it was amazing to see designs from all over the world, all over West Africa, South Africa, girls from Miami, girls from Atlanta. I mean, the girls showed up. They showed out. I brought Vivica A. Fox with me, which
you
was...
You better say that, A.
Well, you know, Vivica Fox is the only person whose name is a complete sentence. Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah, you better tell her.
Vivica A. Fox. So she came through. Drea Michelle was in the building. We had the likes of Ayanna Van Zant. Like, everybody came through. You know, I'm almost 40 years old. I started my career in entertainment, rocking a runway just like that 20 years ago. So it was really, really nice to be back. It felt like home. And I ran into you because the weekend was litty in that city. When I tell you, L'Oreal, thank you for hosting me and Vivica at the Jets game, the kickoff game.
Listen, it would have been no game if it wasn't for the two of y'all, okay? Listen, it was raining, but the sunshine was definitely in the building with Eva and Vivica A. Fox, okay?
A. Fox. Listen, we saw the park slopes, the snow, they were skiing, we had good cocktails, we had so much fun. So we did the weekend right. Now, we we need to see what everybody else did this weekend. But one thing I definitely did was make sure that my Macy's game was on point. You know, I had all my threads in the bag. I was ready for the party. Now, speaking of fashion, we at that time where we're transitioning out of summer into the fall. So it's all about the harvest hues. And Macy's is serving up the quintessential palette for autumn. It is spicy. It's nutmeg. It's warm pumpkin. It's giving fallen leaves. Now, to bring an extra dimension to your harvest hues, Macy's has the tweed. You know, a little bit of pattern, some ruffles, suede, and other playful textures and patterns to get you all the way there. So no matter how you choose to wear your fall shades, because you're an individual, you are allowed to be different. Go ahead and make your style you. Make it you at Macy's.
And I definitely had to throw my Macy's on for the game this weekend. Shout out to Naked Wardrobe. Y'all know that that's one of my favorite brands over there at Macy's. And I got the inspo that I needed by visiting Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Now, this is for those who maybe you're just a little tired of what's going on out here. You need a little bit of help finding your footing. Or even if you're that veteran that may need a pointer or two, you can pair up with one of Macy's personal stylists, because you don't know everything, right? You got to get put on to the new trends, to everything that's going on. And everybody can use a little bit of help, especially when it's totally free. You can't beat that at all. Now, they'll help you put your look together either in store or from the comfort of your own home. So it's super easy. All you got to do is head on over to Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. That's Macy's.com/personal stylist. And I know, Eva, you've been dipping and dabbling into Macy's wine.
Okay, I was going to say, because this is not even a part of what I'm supposed to talk about, but so I love Macy's so much. When I get my clothes that I ordered, I get this coupon. And I remember the first time I got it, I hit you up like, whoa, there's wine at Macy's. So Macy's right now, not only does Macy's have an entire wine shop with the best wines from around the world, but right now is their summer in sale, y'all. So you can not only get great wine, but you can get great wine for the low, low. When I mean $7.49 a bottle for the wine right now.
Go to
Macy's.
That's crazy right now.
Wine shop. It's everything. So I'm out here on a project and I'm over here trying to gift out wine. Only did they know Macy's delivered it to me in a beautiful box. It was nicely wrapped. The prices are amazing. Hit their summer end wine sale and stock up for all your fall festivities, because you know you're going to have people coming through the crib.
All the time. And they be trying to drink up that lick, if you know what
Listen,
I mean.
Listen, and speaking of coming through the crib and drinking up the liquor, when I tell you last night the Emmys came through in epic fashion. It was such a big night for women of color. Now, you cannot deny The Abbott Elementary is
my
one
show.
Of the hottest shows.
My
on
show.
Air.
No, it comes back, you know. You know what comes back this month?
And not only does it come back, but it comes back with a new Emmy winner. That is right. So,
a new Emmy winner or two.
Or correction. Two. Or two. So our girl Quinta Brunson won the Emmy for outstanding writing for a comedy series, making it her only the second Black woman to win in the category after Lena Waithe, which is absolutely epic. Now, when walking onto the stage to give her acceptance speech, Jimmy Kimmel laid on the floor as a joke, as if she was walking and stepping over him. Now, many people felt that it was disrespectful. I mean, as many times as we see people awarded and called up to the stage to accept their awards, I mean, you don't want to get slapped, but you also, I don't know what happened here.
Jimmy, wake up. I won. Jimmy.
Yeah, he tried to do a bit that failed, in my opinion. And even though they do have a personal relationship, he lost in his category. And their whole bit was that he was drinking backstage because he was depressed because he lost his category. So he had dived into the skinny margaritas and passed out from drinking too much on the stage. So when she came to accept her award, I felt like it was time for them to be removed from the stage. And any other time, you have those people that shoo you off and show you which way to go.
You step back. So like for the last award I gave was Tim's for the best new artist for the BET Awards.
Right.
You say what's on the card, you give them their award, and you move what
and
we
you
call
get the hell on. Why are you sitting there during her moment? I don't care. She said he was one of the first people to watch Abbott Elementary before it came on ABC, and they're both on ABC. So she did say he said it was one of the best comedies, period. Like, but that doesn't mean that you need to be up here while I'm receiving my award, unless it was Jimmy Kimmel brings you Quinta Brunson's Abbott Elementary. Then I can understand.
You can't even find a world in which he needed to do that. Like,
roll your ass off the stage.
Go away. Go.
Well, okay, she did respond, though, right?
She did respond, and this is what she had to say.
I don't know. I don't really. I know Jimmy Kimmel, and I don't know. I felt like the bit didn't bother me that much. I don't know what the internet thinks, but so I was wrapped up in the moment. I don't know. Tomorrow, maybe I'll be mad at him. I'm going to be on his show on Wednesday, so I might punch him in the face. I don't know.
I think she should. He should get a, because my thing is, this is an epic moment. This
it
may
is.
Not to say that, because she may receive many more awards. She's so talented, but say that this is her one and only Emmy, whatever. Now you got this idiot laying on the floor underneath her in her shot. Like, that wouldn't have happened to Tom Cruise or any of these white
male
actors.
He wouldn't have laid down for Scarlett Johansson. He wouldn't have done that.
But Tiffany Haddish wouldn't be in front of a white man and they didn't get her up to move. They wouldn't, or any person. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It was disrespectful.
It was extremely disrespectful. But to lighten the mood, not only did Quinta go home with an Emmy, we got an Emmy from an icon, so over-deserved, the queen.
D from Moesha.
Baby, we can take it back to Dream. She's the original Dream Girls on Broadway, baby.
I know, that's right.
With Loretta Devine. Honey, Miss Shirley Ralph from the series also won. She won Outstanding Supportive Actress in a Comedy Series, the second Black woman to win this award, following the queen, Jacque Harry, for her role as Sandra Clark in 227. Now, I must say, Shirley Ralph's speech, I could feel it in my soul.
Oh,
she got a
gosh.
Standing ovation, a thunderous
Amazing.
Applause. This is what she had to say.
To anyone who has ever, ever had a dream and thought your dream wasn't, wouldn't, couldn't come true, I am here to tell you that this is what believing looks like. This is what striving looks like. And don't you ever, ever give up on you, because if you get a Quinta Brunson in your corner, if you get a husband like mine in your corner, if you get children like mine in your corner, and if you've got friends like everybody who voted for me, cheered for me, loved me, thank you.
And even when she came out, you heard when she was singing too. She came out there singing that Endangered Species. And
I am an artist.
Because it's like some people don't really realize that she did Broadway. She actually has Tony Awards for doing Broadway. And she is amazing. And it's just crazy. 45 years in the game, Eva.
Girl.
To not get your flowers and to never give up and to get a role like this where it's a Black elementary school by a Black writer, woman at that. It's just like, I felt like I won yesterday. We won,
girl,
yesterday.
We won because she won for the culture. And she is the living example of to be tenacious, to stand out there on faith, to do this because she loves to do it. Obviously, she doesn't do it for awards because she should have gotten a million of those a long time ago. But did you see her daughter? Did you see the joy in her daughter's face when they call her mama's name? When I tell you, that baby looked like she had fire shoot through her body. She was
school. So
it was
beautiful.
So beautiful. And as an artist, we do what we do because we love to do it. Mm-hmm. But we also know that people that put in a fraction of our effort are put on pedestals. So to see our women that we know work so hard just take the night at the Emmys, because she wasn't the second one. She wasn't the only one. It wasn't just Quinta. It wasn't just Shirley Ralph. Your girl, my girl, our girl, Zendaya came
yes,
through.
Yes, Euphoria. She,
listen.
Yes, I do want to say really quickly, though, for Cheryl Lee, is that she was actually, and I didn't know this, she was actually supposed to play Sandra on 227.
Yes.
And Jack K. Harry is the only other woman to be nominated in this same category. And she won for Sandra on 227.
Yep.
So that goes to show you what's meant for you. It's still going to be for you. Because she could have been bitter and been like, oh, man, why she get that? She didn't do that. She was supportive. She stayed. And that's something Jack A said. She was like, she's been somebody that's a great friend in my life. But mm-hmm. for me to have gotten this role over her and I won. And now for her to be the second Black woman to win as well, that you got to, God, if God ain't real.
Listen.
But shout out Zendaya.
Okay, no. So next to young one, Zendaya, she also won an Emmy for the second year in a row for Euphoria as the youngest person to win in the leading actor category twice.
Well
Her
deserved.
Speech was so beautiful. She's so soft. She mm-hmm. spoke to all the rules out there. I think it's so dope to anybody that knows anything about that show. She suffers from substance abuse, a young person just trying to figure out her life, and her representing all
I'm giving rude today.
Listen, that are in the struggle. No, you giving what it's supposed to be given.
I'm giving rude today.
But seriously, though, for those that are trying to figure life out, that don't have it all the way together, that are stumbling along the way in which she embodies that character, and she talks about carrying their stories with her and with Rue, it was just so beautiful. And then my girl, when I tell you it's bad chick o'clock, yes, it's thick 30. You know I love me some Lizzo.
Come on, Lizzo.
Lizzo won for the show I told y'all to watch. I told y'all this show.
We did talk about
was
this show.
Different. I told you it was trendsetting. I started in reality television when they didn't even have a category to name it. They didn't even know it wasn't even called reality TV. Mm-hmm. Lizzo did something different this year with her competition show. It's called Lizzo, Watch Out for the Big Girls. She did her thing, so well deserved, putting all those girls on that platform. But the best of them all, I must say, is our man came out with the white fur, right? Daniel himself.
Oh, my God.
Y'all know him as
Little
Gerard Carmichael.
X. Gerard Carmichael.
Y'all know him as Gerard Carmichael, but Mr. Ray Daniel came through. I feel like that was the first time he was able to be on stage in his true self. He was given what he wanted to give because his entire stand-up is all about living in this box of what the world says he's supposed to be. Him not being able to be openly gay. Him not being able to be having to wear a mask in everything he does. Now, maybe he could use a stylist. A lot of us can use a stylist.
No,
but
no. I mean, because it was too hot for that fur coat with the shirt off. That's
it. A lot of air conditioner in there, and it most likely would give it all that it was supposed to give.
I ain't see no hard nipples. I didn't see hard nipples. I just see
his
hard
Why would you look at his nipples, love?
I mean, guess they was looking at me.
Let me put my bra back on. Y'all listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. It's going all the way down. And speaking of going down.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
What is going on with Ray J?
Now, the Kardashians don't seem to be having a good week behind it. And Kris Jenner, she's doing a little damage control. So her and Kylie went on the Late Late Show with James Corden. Okay. And she did a lie detector test. Now, the lie detector test that she did, I didn't think it was. I thought it was just a bit. You know what I mean? I didn't think it was real. I thought it was just supposed to be for fun.
You thought it was BS.
Yeah, I thought it was just BS. But during the lie detector test, she was asked if she helped Kim release her sex tape while she was hooked up to that polygraph. Did she or did she not help her? She said no. And the people said, okay, she's telling the truth. Well, Ray J was not here for that whatsoever. Because he says she damn sure did And not only did she do it, but I have the receipts to prove it, okay? So he went on social media, and he said that Kris Jenner is the mastermind behind the tape. Like, oh, come on. Did we really not know that? Like, Kim, Kris, get the hell out of here.
No, honestly, we didn't know that, Lo, because nobody in their right mind would think that a mother would have their daughter do a sex tape.
Please no, not on. A mother, a Kardashian. It's totally Well, anyway, Ray J then started to go in on all of them. And he said, y'all all effed with the wrong black man. I know that's right. Then he continued.
That shit called Santa Barbara sex. Her mama made us go shoot it for safety. She watched the mother and said, hey, we're going to go with the first one because the first one is better. It gives my daughter a better look than the second one that I made y'all go do. But you watched it? And made a decision, and then you get on whatever show you was on and take a lie detector test with a fraud.
He also pulled up the guy that was doing the lie detector test, and the guy has all these tutorials on how to cheat a polygraph test.
So no! He's like,
no, I'm dead serious. The same exact guy. He got the guy. He said the guy is a fraud. Now, they say, he said that Kris advised them to reshoot many of the scenes that came out because she wanted a better look for Kim. Now, he has years and years worth of text and DMs, and he also revealed that the contract that was signed mm-hmm. for the sex tape to distribute mm-hmm. was forged. Kim actually signed his signature. And to prove his point, he compared Kim's handwriting to the contracts.
Boom. Oh, I wish we had sound effects because I'll go poof.
And up to this point, right, Kris has repeatedly denied being involved in the whole thing. But with these receipts that Ray J is pulling out, it's giving your mama a lie, you a lie, y'all all some lies.
Now, and it's giving for years. I just stood in the back because I didn't want to add no more fuel to it. But what you're not going to do is continuously lie on me. That's what it's
giving.
Do you
get what I'm saying? Oh, Ray J is sick of it. And this is the same. Don't forget, her family has stolen from his family. They were friends. They've sued them in court and the Kardashians had to pay back Brandy and that mama and Ray J and that mama. So this is like ongoing. They've been messing with them for quite some time.
The origin story of how she even came about, she used to be Brandy's stylist, right?
Exactly. That's how, and she stole from Brandy, and they ended up coming to Brandy for the balance of whatever it was, and they ended up having to sue them, and they paid them back. So a social media user said, LMAO at Ray J exposing stuff we already knew. Who cares 2 decades later? All of y'all were adults and consented to everything from the tape release. N-word, you was famous for one back then. Should have had your own team and made sure you became a billionaire. Now, do you think that, this is what the person said, not me, because I definitely don't agree with this. I am tired of the rants from everybody like Ray J. And by the way, she stole $800,000 worth of stuff.
What?
She was using their credit cards, charging things, doing all kinds of stuff because obviously they had access to their accounts. So they did get sued. But
they obviously had some money. If you got $800,000, you can steal from somebody. So don't talk about what Ray J or Brandy need to be doing because they was obviously doing something well enough to have almost $1 million being able to be stolen from
them. We're talking about Brandy and Ray J. They definitely, Kris Jenner wasn't nothing compared to Ray J and Brandy.
And Sonya Norwood.
Yeah, exactly. When they came to professional careers. I'm not talking about these shenanigans and scandals. So what do you think pushed him to speak out again? Was it Kanye? Or do you think Kim and Kris will respond this time to the allegations?
It's obvious that Ray J decided he was going to put this whole topic to bed a long time ago.
Right.
But see, Kim continues to use it as antics for her show. So when she brought Kanye on there and they flying to come get some MacBook from him at an airport and doing all this extra stuff, and all of it is a lie, I feel like at a certain point as a man, you feel like, look, I'm not going to speak on it. You don't speak on it. But if you going to speak on it, tell the truth. And you
every
know
day.
I know the truth.
Every week she bringing this sex tape up. Y'all
every
put it to
week.
Bed. You got mad other things going on. Why do you keep... And the fact that even when he showed those text messages of her saying like, oh, well, we just thought that, you know, it was a joke. It's funny to say that. Like a grown man that's not even thinking about you, that's married in a whole nother situation, this is harassment. But then to flip it and try to act like Ray J is the crazy one is beyond me.
But this is definitely up their alley to go ahead and to demonize the black man. This isn't the first time. I mean, look
now
at Kanye.
Now you're cooking with grease, Eva. Thank you.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, look at Kanye. And to me, it's a reason to deflect what's going on with her and Pete the Skeet and to deflect what's going on with Kanye to go ahead and throw Ray back in there. And let's just talk about him to make somebody else look like the bad guy so we can all go and rally around her. And being a woman and being taken advantage of is one thing, but it's definitely different when you are the conductor on this ship or on this train. You laid the tracks and you decided to ride this ride. Like, stop playing with me. And Ray J,
let me ask you a question. So everybody's crazy except for Kim and her family. So Ray J's crazy, Kanye's crazy, Chris Humphries is crazy, Lamar Odom is crazy.
Ooh, you took it back to Chris Humphries.
I'm just saying, all these people is crazy, and Kim, you and your mama that watches you have sex are the same people. You and your mama who sold your sex tape and orchestrated this whole career around you having sex with somebody and made you reshoot it. Y'all not the crazy ones. It's
I couldn't
Kanye
even imagine. That's not even civil. I couldn't even imagine. Not enough money in the world.
You know what will drive you crazy?
What?
When somebody, and this, because this has happened to me, when somebody keeps treating you or talking to you or moving around you like you're stupid.
Yep.
And that's that's what these guys are going through.
Well, you know what the definition of insane is, right? To continue to do the same thing, but to expect a different result.
But I don't understand why we keep giving them chances. I'm so Kardashian out. I've been saying that since the first Unjustified podcast was created.
You're not a fan. Let's talk about who I am a fan of, though. Nikki.
Okay, well, it seems as though Little Kim has a lot of smoke for 50 Cent. Why would you want to have smoke for 50 Cent, child?
Well, but why are you having smoke with the queen? What is the problem? Little Kim don't mess with nobody. And you from New York. I'm from L.A. But yeah. I've been in this business for 20 years, and I know the queen. When I tell you Kim is the nicest, the softest spoken, the sweetest, the hi and all. She's such a sweet woman. What is 50's problem? What beat does she have with my good sis?
Well, now Little Kim is saying that she's actually as nice as you say she is. She says she's the most disrespected legend in the game.
Facts.
And I think I might have to agree with her on this one. Now, she recently hopped on a track of Meg Thee Stallion's. It's called Plan B. Now, when she kicks off the song, she goes, your son is whatever the case, right? And throughout her saying, and it's the B word that I'm blanking out, and throughout her saying that, fans put two and two together in their own mind, and also probably 50 Cent in his own mind, and they basically said that she was talking about Nicki Minaj's 2-year-old son, Papa Bear.
What about that? And maybe I missed something because you're an artist, so you know music better than I do. Was there anything in there that interpreted her speaking ill on Nicki Minaj's child? Like, I didn't hear that.
So two things. Sometimes when you put a narrative out there and you're somebody as big as 50 Cent, people run with it without even looking at the backstory.
Okay.
So 50 Cent and Nicki Minaj, they both from the same hood, Queens. They really close. And basically 50 was like, yo, you need to come at Kim because she's talking about your son and look at her daughter's eye. Now,
what?
Yes. Now her daughter's 8 years old. And, you know, everybody thought that 50, like maybe that was a little bit too far. Now, the history of Kim and 50.
That is, no one just thought that it was a little too far. It is disgusting.
It's disgusting.
To take any personal beef and talk about an innocent 8-year-old child. I'm a mother of an 8-year-old little girl. And if you said anything about my child, this will be court findings today and I will be on the docket. That is
and
disgusting.
I want to say exactly what he said. He said, at Nicki Minaj, you better light her ass up and I'm watching. She said something about the baby. Her baby eye is effed up. LOL.
What?
And then he put the emoji that kind of, I guess, was supposed to look like the daughter's eye, which her father, Mr. Papers, had the condition. It's like a lazy eye, I believe, unless it's something more complex than that. I understand it to be a lazy eye. And she looks like her dad, so she has a lazy eye too. And I don't think that there's anything funny about making fun of an 8-year-old
The audacity to talk about an 8-year-old little girl, you uncle.
Especially when you're mad.
You're a father, though. Not only just a man, dad.
Look at how he treats his kids. So I wouldn't. Like, Marquise, his oldest kid, they said that he set the fire to the house while he was in it. So I'm not about to, and the mother, because remember, he had issues with her. Again, this is speculation. I don't know. I'm not going to confirm or deny that. But
so what's the history of their beef? Like, why does 50 Cent feel the need to troll little Kim and then bring Nicki to be his tag team? Like, what is the beef? What don't I know?
Well, according to Little Kim, this is all over the fact that he asked her out on a dinner date and she stood him up some way, somehow. She said she couldn't come or whatever. Now, you know, this is what Little Kim is saying. Now, the two of them do have a song together from back in the day, Magic Stick, right? And they were fine. They were friends and everything. Some people said it had to do with the filming of the video, the splits on the songs. We don't really know. But according to Kim, it was simply because he asked her out and she didn't show. So
he bitter because he got curved.
That's what she says. That's what she says. This whole thing. And
you talk about someone's child because you mad because they did not want to go out with you.
But does it make sense that you're asking her why she's talking about somebody else's child and then you're talking about hers?
I mean,
that doesn't make sense.
There's a little hypocrisy in the morning for you. I'm just
And let's
saying.
Be real. If somebody was to talk about his little half Asian baby, I don't think he would be sitting there being all cuckoo kiki. And I love 50.
We don't need to talk about nobody's baby. That's my thing. Like, and it's not a reality television thing. It is a human thing. Kids are off limits. They are children. These are babies. They did not ask to be here. And the situations that they are in are because of us parents and us adults that have them in those situations. So instead of talking mess about someone's child, how about you get on your knee and pray for that family? Like, it's so disgusting to me.
There is some other things that play a part in it and why 50 may think that she was talking about Papa Bear. And that's because there's a beef brewing and there's something that's kind of already been there, but people are just now really finding out. And there's issues between Meg Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj did Queen Radio the other day and they said that she was subbing Meg Thee Stallion with certain things that she said to the point where apparently she didn't say who, but she said she was with one of the girls. And she said, one of your favorite rappers is what she said. She said she was trying to force her to drink while they were together, but she was actively trying to have a child. And the girl told her, girl, don't worry, you could just go to the clinic. So that was said. And then when that was a little after, but Kim did the song with Meg Thee Stallion. So people are just speculating maybe she joined forces with her because neither one of them like her. And then the next
But she never specified who that
she didn't
know
what
artist was.
No, she never specified. But Meg did respond and say that, that's lies. It's not me. But Little Kim also said, I never said a word about anyone's child. Please feel free to listen to the song where we were clearly talking about an ex. To try to twist my words to have an excuse to take digs at my child is absolutely disgusting. I'm one of the most disrespected legends in the game. But what you will not do is come for my child. So I don't care what's going on around it. Leave the kids out of it.
Leave the kids out of it. And leave. You know what? All I got to say is I don't think that Kim was talking about Nicki at all. I feel like Nicki has always been very vocal and very bold. Slide into my next topic of as bold as Nicki can be. More recently, Garcelle Bouvier was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and her son is being bullied and trolled online. And she did a scene and she got a bit emotional talking about how she wants people to leave her child alone and stop bullying my child, stop leaving comments. Now, mind you, her son is a teenager, so it's definitely different than a 2-year-old or an 8-year-old child. But what Nicki said, she said, and she said it with her entire chest.
Yes.
Not to be confused, no subliminals, no play. So Nicki is talking about how Garcelle is all in her feelings and wanted to know why she didn't keep that same energy while she was on her show, The Real, which is now canceled, talking mess about her child. I know we got that audio. Let's hear what Nikki had to say.
They wanted ratings. And the next thing that happened to them, they were canceled. And now this lady is on one of the Real Housewives talking about, leave my son alone. Don't leave comments under my son's page. If you can't feel this, stand him. Get the fuck out the kitchen, bitch. Do you care about my son, bitch? Did you care about my son? I see why that white man left you, bitch.
You know, and sometimes karma comes back at you in different situations. It's unfortunate that your son is dealing with the situation. But like she said, and sometimes I got to be mindful of when I say certain things as well. And I get keep getting put in certain situations where I'm like, damn, maybe I should be a little bit more careful with my words. You know what I mean? Because then you end up coming across a person and they end up being really nice people or whatever the case. And you judge them based off of the internet or what you heard or certain situations. And you're quick to say something. But sometimes you got to give people grace. And with them, they just automatically jump to being to going on the side of the people that kind of don't like Nikki. Like, oh, she's a pedophile. Her brother's a pedophile. And because the moment I said something to Nicki Minaj the other day online, everybody started coming at me like, yeah, but her brother's a pedophile. And I'm like, what the hell does that have to do with what we're talking about right here? I just thought it was funny that they told her she should have dragged Lonnie Love. And she said, now, you know, I can't do that by myself. I thought it was funny.
Y'all better leave my Lonnie Love alone.
It was funny. I like Lonnie, but that was a good joke.
I love Lonnie. I love the ladies of the Real, and I bleed for Nicki Minaj, baby. You already know I'm a full bar.
When you snap at somebody, be prepared for them to snap back. That's the thing.
And when you give opinions about someone's family, when you give opinions about things that are only alleged, that have no actual merit or basis or have not been found guilty, be prepared for whatever it is that's going to come back. Reciprocity is a thing, Pooh. So if you can say it like Nikki said, if you can say it. If you can't stand the heat, then get out the kitchen. Don't sit around and talk about somebody else's family if you don't want somebody talking about yours.
I always thought those conversations was a little out of their demo anyway. Like, Garcelle shouldn't even really know who Nikki is because, like, when she was...
You would have to be under a rock if you didn't know who Nikki is.
No, I mean, like, she's more like an MC Light era. So, like, you know, when I think about, like,
Stop. Nikki is that one to where it don't matter.
Like, Garcelle's like 60 now. Like, leave Nikki young self alone.
Leave Nikki to us that love her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, girl. That's why y'all cancel.
Oh, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Do yourself a favor. Go ahead and check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macy's.com/theundressingroom.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Dressing room. So it's been a very light show, but something super, super sad happened over the weekend in my city. And L'Oreal, please let the people know what went down.
Oh, I can't stand this. And this is a big part of the reason why LA has become one of those places where either you got to really, really watch yourself or you just don't go because crime has been getting out of hand all over the country, but especially in major cities like Atlanta, Chicago, and especially LA, especially with these robberies and these home invasions and the gang violence. So we've seen crime get more crazier than normal. I know one day I was in LA 1 week for the Kanye and Drake concert, and the chief of police actually came on TV and said, it's like the purge out here. There's nothing we could do to help you. So stay where you are and don't even come to LA. When I saw that, it not only the police chief telling you that there's nothing that they could do to help you. That's one of the scariest things. And this week, sadly, Philly rapper PNB Rock, oh my gosh, devastating. The video, I don't know if you've seen, I opened it by mistake because somebody DM'd it to me and I thought it was something else. And just to see him on the ground, blood everywhere, it just was totally devastating. He was shot and killed during a robbery at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in South Central LA while he was
I was going to say,
family.
Not just any, I grew up in South Central. I grew up in the hood. So we have
hood.
A few Roscoe's. People know of the one off of Sunset and Gower. That's where a lot of like the, you know, people that want to be down with us, but in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Then we got the new one that we built over there by the airport off of Manchester. Then you have the one on Pico and La Brea. But the original Roscoe's, the one that I grew up going after church, is Maine and Manchester. And honestly, if you not from the town, if you not from there, you don't eat there.
Like you don't you go. If you're not with somebody from the town, if you don't know there, don't
like
do if,
you know what I'm saying? Like somebody's grandmother or somebody like in the neighborhood is cool, but you cannot come from the other side of town or from a whole nother hood without paying hood tax, sit there banging in that Roscoe's. It's not the one.
And like furthermore, like he's had a lot of incidents in LA and a lot of artists get robbed in LA, you know, just thinking things are sweet and regular people get robbed. Everybody, they was robbing girls eating outside, like girls, like they didn't care who they was.
LA is not Hollywood, y'all.
Yeah,
LA is not Hollywood. Let me just tell you, I'm from LA.
Hollywood ain't Hollywood no more.
But it's not the same. Like once you pass the other side of the 10 freeway, once you on the other side of the 110, that puts you in what's considered like the bluff in Atlanta. Like don't do it. And so
they robbed somebody at Mr. Child's in Beverly Hills. So if you think that this can't happen to you, it's not safe. Now he recently spoke on a podcast about attempted robberies and things that has happened with him prior in LA. And while he spoke on that, he did say that, you know, his girlfriend is often very like oblivious to things that go on around. Like she's thinking, you know, everyone loves him and we're good and we're safe. And that's probably because he makes her feel so protected. You know what I mean? But he's been going through it. And many people on social media were saying that not only should he have not been in that dangerous area, but his girlfriend actually posted a picture of her plate before, I guess when she got it or whatever, and posted it and tagged the location. So people are blaming her, saying that because she posted this,
It's not her fault. She should be able to go and eat with her boyfriend at a restaurant, be it small as Chicken and Waffle or as big as Mr. Chow's, be able to take a picture and pin it and not end up dead. Like,
exactly.
Come on.
And then to be here, sitting there while this happens, you're sitting right in front of him, and to have the whole social media attacking you because you took a picture with your boy. First of all, she wasn't hiding the phone when she took the picture. She ain't got to hide because she's been with this man forever. They have a 9-year-old and a 2-year-old. This is not only his girlfriend, his child's mother. And this is somebody that he loved.
30 years old, L'Oreal.
30 years old. And let me tell you something. Instead of them blaming the bum that decided that he didn't want to work a job and instead tried to kill someone because they didn't want to give up their chains. First of all, you still got nothing. Now you're going to be in jail forever.
You got something. You got to have life.
You're going to have life. You don't have a life, though, because you took this is what you do to take other people's. We got to stop blaming each other. Like, we're so detrimental to ourselves that to jump on this woman when she's already. And then the most disgusting thing I've seen, because a lot of artists jumped in, Nicki Minaj and Cardi, and it seemed like they were on opposing sides. I hated that because it's like, don't make this about y'all beef, too. Like, say it, and I get not saying that that's what they were doing, but you know, that's what it, and
the spillover.
The worst thing of all was Kodak Black. I'm disgusted. I've never been more disgusted in my life. He went on social media and said that he was on the phone with PNB Rock the night before. He said, normally these things don't bother me. Life goes on, is what he said. When somebody dies, life goes on. That's part of life. I don't even think about it. He said, but I was on the phone with him last night and we talked about him reviving his career and really coming out here, popping his stuff. He said, so that could kill herself. So at first I was like, maybe he's talking about the person that killed him. No, he's talking about the baby mother. And let me explain something to you. She killed herself. Then what? They got two kids.
Right.
She got two kids. You going to take care of them, Kodak Black? You gonna help their family out? You gonna feed their family?
They already lost their daddy. No. I mean, what more do you need? They're sitting here. It is so. I could not imagine losing my husband with my 9-year-old child and a 2-year-old in the midst of all of this going on and having to figure it out on my own. And then on top of that, having the whole world against me because they blame me just for being a human, just for being his woman, just for being there. And let's be clear. When it comes to my city, you have to pay your taxes. So if you're not paying your hood tax, it's a lot of people that have been robbed. It's a lot of people that have been stumped out. And they're just too embarrassed to say it. I just feel like if people were more honest about this, how much I paid on this, and I'm over here doing that. Talk about how when you went to LA, you can't just run up or you're going to get done up. And maybe you will save somebody else's life. That's what I'm saying? That's why I appreciate Lauren London and Nipsey talking about the marathon continues, because this is not play. This is not a video game. This is not Xbox. This is life. And this is how people really play their life. So unless you really with the thump, sit down, be a musician. Either you a gangster or you not. This is not TV. You ain't madam. It's so frustrating.
But that's the only problem is that, like, there's people out there that are playing by that life, but then there's people that's not, and they get dragged into it. And that's what my whole issue is. It's like, you want to be a gangster, be a gangster amongst gangsters. Don't come to somebody that's trying to get their life together, that's with their wife and kids and their girl and kids. Like, that's some sucker stuff. And I get that they don't care no more, and they doing things to kids. They talking about kids. They robbing girls. Y'all don't have no morals, and y'all are...
Well, we got to reset the standard low. Like, I mean... It's a matter of what we choose to accept in our community and what we choose to embrace and what we don't. And per Eva Marcel and L'Oreal, starring L'Oreal on Instagram and the Undressing Room podcast, we don't condone that. We don't condone bullying children.
At all.
None of that.
And we don't condone robbing and stealing. We all got to get up and work a job. And furthermore, how you stealing from the people that's making the least out of everybody? Us. Like, you look at those billionaire Forbes lists, it's only a few black names on there. So why are you attacking your own people that try to bring to the community and try to make the community better? These men are helping the black community.
Everybody remember that Young Dolph thing. Like, I mean,
it's
disgusting.
It's jealousy. It's go get a job. And you had the same years and 24 hours in a day that PNB Rock has. So if you so mad that he got a chain and you don't go to work, like, well, go do something.
Or go to the kiosk. Get a cheap one at the mall, or you can go get a nice, beautiful one at Macy's, but you don't have to take one off of somebody's neck.
No. Are you moving different nowadays, Eva?
Oh, I'm definitely moving different. You know, you don't ever see me without my person. I always got somebody with me. I live in a right to carry state. I get everybody is different, but I always got my cousin in my glove, stayed on valet mode all day.
Because Atlanta's just as bad.
It's run up and get done up season for everybody. I won't even valet my car anymore. Give me my keys. Here go $100.
Nah,
my car is standing
either.
In the front so that if I need to get in, we getting in and we ready, because I'm someone's mother. They depend on me. I got a family to feed. My husband depends on me. I can't imagine, not even for my own personal, what it would do to my family if something happened to me. So I stays on my P's, Q's, dot my I's, and cross every single T.
And the holidays are coming up, so it only gets worse. So can y'all please raise y'all sons a little better and love on them and something, so they're not taking other people's lives away, other people's family away from them instead? Like,
little
I don't
babies,
gotta,
daddies and stuff. I'm like, so oh, okay, we got to address this final question, because you know what? I don't know about this. I'm a little indifferent. Okay. Now, we're going to switch reels and go to something a little light. But I feel like when you talk about engagement and proposals, it should always be like unicorns and fairies and sunshine. In this instance, I don't know. So Raquel Gates puts up on Twitter, it says, men, if your girlfriend is finishing a marathon, accepting an award, walking the runway to close out a collection that she designed, or taking a moment to celebrate a big individual accomplishment that she worked hard for. Newsflash, this is not the moment to propose marriage.
At all.
Rajah Rondell, we all know him. I remember when Rajah used to play for Boston. I'm not sure exactly what team he's playing for nowadays, but he has a beautiful girlfriend. Beautiful is an understatement. She is a full bombshell. She walked Fashion Week this week.
Okay.
And Rasha thought it was a great opportunity at the fashion show, her moment, not the basketball game, not the championship, not in the locker room, not in his box, but to do it at her moment, drop on one knee and propose. Many people thought it was so beautiful and a great gesture. She looks like she was extremely happy. But then a lot of people have taken to Twitter, to Instagram, to voice their frustration about men who are taking this one moment from these women that work so hard for this one moment only to flip it and make it about the chivalry that is them. Oh, so Lord. Do you agree that it was a beautiful thing? Or do you think that Rajal, unlike a lot of these other men that took their woman's moment, should have maybe waited for a different time, space, and planned the opportunity to actually make that memorable proposal?
Absolutely. The only thing I can say, unless he paid for everything at the fashion show, because then that would make it his event. So, you know, I always got to do the flip side. But this is her moment. This is her chance to shine. Like you said, you done had your championships. You got your games every day. You could have did it at a game. You could have, if you want to give up a moment, let it be your moment you're giving up. Not why she can't have two moments. She can have two moments, like, and it should be something that, like, very special just to whatever y'all got going on. Yes, this may have been a life dream of hers. She accomplished a goal. So why are you going to attach yourself to that? Now, just say, y'all don't work out. Now, her life goal is always going to be attached to you proposing to her.
But the thing is, he could have still proposed that night, right? So this is what it's given for me. It's given, I'm in a fashion show. My man is there supporting me. I'm on a full high. I'm feeling so good. The show wraps up. I put my clothes back on. We go out to dinner. We celebrate me walking in fashion week. We walk back into the hotel room. It's laid out. You propose. He still could have proposed the same day, but that's taking true. That moment away from her where everyone was there to actually give her her flowers in that second, I think it was a bit selfish. And I think I'll leave it to not being thought out. I don't think he tried to steal the moment, but he did.
He definitely stole the moment and I don't like it. And you want to have things be attached to its own. Like you said, you could have did it at dinner after. You could have even did it before so that she could have made the announcement and be like, by the way, y'all, I'm an engaged woman. Like, do it before the dinner the night before.
That would have been cute.
That would have been cute because then she could have did her announcement and then walked down and did like this. Like, he put a ring on it and let her decide to make y'all
moment, announce it. Yes.
Her moment or whatever
yes.
the case is. Do that on your own time, but don't take away from her and what she's built. She worked really hard, I'm pretty sure, to get a whole collection out.
I don't like people that get married or get engaged on their birthday. I'm not trying to share my birthday with my engaged. Like, let me have that day.
Anniversary.
Let's have another day. It's
not because you're trying to mix your gifts in one. Rondo, you're not slick, you cheat. You're not slick, you cheat. You trying just, it's just like you didn't have to pay for dinner or none of that after. You did it right there. So you like, all right, all y'all MFs is here. So we just going to get this out the way so we ain't got to call nobody. We ain't got to, but that's
listen,
not right.
It wasn't right. Right. But before we close out today's podcast, I do have to give an honorable mention to Serena Williams, who did walk the Vogue fashion show last night. L'Oreal and I were at dinner at Catch and we saw them the night before literally setting up yes. for this show. And we were trying to figure out what they were doing.
We were trying to sneak in it the day before.
It was 24 hours later, but it was super dope to see the queen of tennis, the GOAT of all times, as she puts down her racket this year and finishes playing, pick up some heels in that gown and walk that runway in that silver dress. Queen Serena Williams, we see you. You shut Fashion Week down. Now, that was our final question to undress. And if you want your question to be undressed, all you have to do is follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast, slide in them DMs, and boom. You know, they like to slide in your DMs.
Y'all can do that, too. We'll get into that next week. So y'all can still slide into my DMs.
Yes.
L'Oreal, that is. And that's at Starring L'Oreal, STARRING L-O-R-E-L. And I definitely know y'all been paying attention because I got a lot of DMs up in there.
So make sure. Attention.
Yeah, so we'll definitely undress those next episode. And you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/the Undressing Room.
And, you know, they have to log on just in case they haven't seen any of the rest of our episodes.
Okay.
They can go ahead and log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes. And they can go ahead and find that link to the shopping page. It's a one-stop shop, baby.
Ooh, I will say, Eva, shout out to all our new listeners, because I know we've gotten a lot of new listeners. So shout out to y'all for knowing the right place to come, because it's obviously the Undressing Room.
Yeah, so and which means that my bra was on the floor. Let me get up and pick up my drawers real fast.
Nasty.
Ta-ta for now.
Bye.
The Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Cope Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.